Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the gym here at Fayetteville High School once again. This week, joined by Coach John Limbaugh. And Coach, it's kind of a bittersweet night tonight, a senior night. It'll be the last time that eight of these seniors will get to wear that Fayetteville black and gold in a home setting.
Yeah, that's true. It's good to see you, Jacob. Good to be with you tonight. But yes, it's always bittersweet. You know, we love our girls, and what a great job these seniors have done for us. I mean, my goodness, they're such a great group in the classroom and on the court, and we're going to miss everyone out very much. Enjoy being with them tonight and see how far we go in area play, absolutely.
And I say this is the last time you'll see the four senior girls on the home court in that black and gold. That's a regular season because last week we won the mini game. We won the coin toss. So we'll host Thursday night here against Notasoga, is it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So we'll have that game Thursday night. I think it's at 6:30, something like that. We'll find out more later. So tonight, Victory Christian comes to town for the rematch, of, I guess you could say, because, you know, we went to their place back before Christmas.
Right.
Tough sledding for the Fayetteville Lady Wolves in that one. I think they can bounce back with it being senior night. You know, that adds a lot to the intensity of the way they're going to play tonight.
Well, I think we played a lot better basketball than we were at that time anyway. Our kids have really gelled together. And, you know, Coach Barnett and Coach Connell doing just a tremendous job with these girls. And I think they're a lot better ball team than they were then. And looking forward to great things tonight. You know, Victory is a great school. They got it going on. Good coaching there, too. But I think we got a job we can do tonight.
And as the starting lineups are getting ready to be called, I'll give you the starting lineups for the Victory Christian Lady Lions. Addie Lee, Amelia Haney, Lily Brizendine, Brianna Rowe, Rosemary Rowell, and that's it. For the Lady Wolves, Kennedy Morris, Destiny Collins, Katie Brasher, Anna Kate Blair, and Kennedy Manus. So the four seniors will get to start together tonight. And I think, you know, it's a good senior group. You know, Destiny Collins, you know, she gets wide open. She can make shots. Kennedy Morris and Katie Brasher are big threats down low. And Kennedy Morris, she can put it up anywhere.
Absolutely. Like I said, we got a job to do, and I think those guys can get it done. Absolutely.
As we are about 30 seconds away, give or take, before this. Coach, I appreciate you calling this one with me. Blake is going to be back this week. He will be here for the boys' game. So just some area tournament housekeeping, I guess. We will be here Thursday to call the girls' game. And it's a possibility that me and Blake could be sitting in my recliners at my house Friday night and calling that one.
Okay. Well, technology is something else, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. But, I enjoy being with you tonight, Jacob. I think it's an honor to be here and be able to be here for these girls because they're just fantastic. And I appreciate the opportunity.
And following this game, I will step aside for a little while for the senior night festivities because I want to sit there and I want to take it in too.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I'll jump off air and I'll come back on with Blake for the boys game. And, you know, that's a whole 24 minutes of game time from now. So We'll cross that bridge when we get there as the referees are about ready to get this one started. Quail Kirkland throws the basketball in. I like Quail. He's a good one.
Oh, he does a great job, doesn't he?
And he's here on Saturdays calling the Pee Wee yeah, games.
Absolutely. He does a good job for our community.
His dad, a longtime assistant at Childersburg, and our friend Johnny Johnson got win 250 last night.
Isn't that great stuff? Isn't that awesome? I texted him today and told him congrats, Coach, and I just think that's just tremendous.
As Brasher and Roel will tip this one off, controlled by the Lady Lions.
Almost a turnover right there.
Lee with the basketball. It's going to set up the offense, come around the wing.
Pick her up.
She's going to give it to Brizendine and missed three.
Good rebound out there.
As Anna Kate will bring it up the floor.
I tell you what, she's really come on this year, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, they all have, really, but
yeah.
Anna Kate's become a threat. As Collins couldn't corral that one, she'll touch it, and it'll be a backcourt. Could have made an argument there that it was touched by a line before it crossed that.
I was going to let it go, but I agree with you 100%.
And now it'll be the dangerous Amelia Haney with the basketball. She is a senior for the Lady Lions.
She's a senior. She's hurt us for a while.
Oh, yeah.
She was playing back when I was coaching this team. I've seen her face up there on the court for a long time now.
She's one of those players like me and Blake say that just never graduate.
Never graduate.
As the Lady Wolves with the basketball. Score still at 0:07. And there's Haney with the steal. And she'll take it all the way, and she'll get two.
Yeah, we'll have to watch her. She's a very tough opponent. She's going to be there all night in our face if we're not careful.
So now it's Kennedy Morris with the basketball. Manus down low, looking for the ball. Well, no, it's Blair.
Get back out. There.
Back to Collins. Back to Blair. Here's a pass to Collins. And here's the steal. And that was Addie Lee for two. Off the steal, took it all the way. Stolen again by Haney. Missed two.
Their press is really hurting us.
And here's
a foul.
Brasher. She'll go to the line for two.
It's a good job of getting that ball down court then, Jacob.
And that foul will be on Rowe. And that'll be her first. Too hard on the first one, and it's a miss.
Hey, let's just get back to three. Good.
And sinks the second. So 4-1 now the score, 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Addie Lee with the basketball. She'll put up two. It's off the mark. Rebound, Anna Kate. Over to Morris. Tries to find somebody open. There's Anna Kate. Tries to drive it in, backs it out, back to Morris. And like you said, that press is killing us, Coach.
They're really applying the pressure to us, that's for sure.
Morris having issues.
Who's ball?
It'll be white ball as it was knocked out of bounds. Over to Blair. Thought about two. The only play she had was to knock it off of Lee's kneecap.
Yeah, it's really a good play instead of a turnover just to retain possession and get another inbounds here.
Here's Manus. And there's a jump ball situation, and it'll be Lady Wolves basketball. Here's the inbound to Blair. Picked off by Rowell. And now Addie Lee will bring it up. And here's Haney. And she'll go to the line for two.
Jacob, is it five Victor Christian lines out there or seven? It seems like they're everywhere.
They're all over the place. That was a foul charge to Anna Kate.
They're really moving on the defensive side of the ball. They're really pressing, moving fast. We're going to get a good couple of guys in here that should help us out.
As Charlotte Kelly and Addie Stanley will check in for Collins and Manus as Haney sinks the first. Haney misses the second rebound roll. Fight for the offensive rebound. Roll puts it up. It's off the mark. Brisson Dean over to Haney. Gets a long two.
I'll tell you what, Jacob, 11 is almost like a linebacker. She's tough. I mean, she's everywhere. She's tough as she can be.
Brasher fighting for a shot over to Kelly. Over to Morris for three. Count it.
Great shot. Great shot.
Maybe that'll get us going there.
Well,
seven.
Ken has really got that shot down.
Oh, yeah.
Pat.
7-4 now. Lady Lions lead. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter.
There's a turnover. Oh.
And Rowell gets the loose ball, but she walks it. Here's that press over to Stanley. Over to Blair.
That's a foul! Oh. Hey.
The ball was knocked out of bounds, we'll say, and it'll be Lady Lions basketball.
I think one official wants to agree with Coach Barnett on that, but he can't say anything.
It wasn't his call.
That's right.
As Anna Kate gets a steal from Haney, and she'll get two.
That's a one-point
game.
Good job. There we go.
As Haney will bring it up the floor.
She carried right then, but
almost fouled by Morris there. And a shot by Rowell off the mark, but she was fouled and will go to the line. And that is Katie Brasher for her first foul.
Jacob Rowell's a really good player. Their forwards are really, they'll bang with you down low and they'll push you around. We got to be very wary of that this game.
And they gave us fits the last time we played them.
Yeah. I mean, they're banging down there low, and they're putting body on body down low.
They always say it's easier to play a team a second time, but these Lady Lions are quick with their press and traps.
As good rebound right there.
Addie Stanley gets the offensive rebound. And Hanley McGinnis checked in to the game for Kennedy Morris, who will take a breather. Over to Kelly. She'll fight for space. She'll put it up, and there's two.
How about that?
And a Fayetteville lead. Three off the mark by Lee.
Things are turning around, Jacob. We're playing pretty good ball now.
And that 1-3 by Morris, in my opinion, has kind of turned things around to this point anyways.
Just jump start things. That's exactly right.
Here's the inbound to Blair, over to McGinnis. Back to Blair. Lions showing
there
that
we
press.
Go.
Here's Kelly again. Over to McGinnis. She'll put it up off the mark. The rebound and a Kate. Over to Stanley. Over to McGinnis. Long two off the mark. Rebound. Brizendine.
We really did a nice job with their press last time down. Just got to connect on that shot at the end.
Over to Haney. And good. That pivot foot came off the floor, and they'll say she walked. Sometimes that momentum kind of carries that pivot foot, and you can't help it, but the referee was there to see it.
That's right.
It'll be Fayetteville basketball. McGinnis was pressured by Lee, and Lee knocked it out of bounds. Here's Fayetteville with the basketball over to McGinnis. Over to Kelly.
There we
And she's fouled.
Right.
And that is on Rowe. That's her second.
Dude, Charlotte Kelly will take it to the hoop at any time.
That's toughness, Coach.
Absolutely. That's that Kelly coming out in there, I promise you.
Over to McGinnis.
Good.
Over to Kelly. Here's the drive from Kelly.
That's us. That's us. That's us.
Coach Barnett pleaded his case there, but he didn't win it.
Hey, we got the rebound.
Well, I think that was on us, Chick.
I think it was. Can't blame my old man for trying, though.
Uh-oh.
Here's Lee. Long two, off the mark. Rebound roll. Just off the mark. Rebound Anna Kate.
She's out with it.
She's pressured by Haney.
Slow things up.
Good.
Here's McGinnis. She'll put it up for two.
Was that not a good shot or what?
Very good shot.
Good drive. Nice little floater.
So 10-7, 1:40 to go, first quarter.
Good shot, Henley.
And Haney lost the ball. Here's Anna Kate. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound.
That was close.
Nobody, but it was knocked out of bounds by Lady Wolf, and it'll be Lions basketball. Haney brings it up the floor, sets the offense up. Over to Lee. Over to Haney. Thought about a three, pulled it back. Here's Lee from the free throw line. It's good.
They'll get a hand in her face on that.
So inside of a minute, 10-9, Lady Wolves lead. Kelly with the ball over to Stanley. Long three from Stanley, and it's good.
How about that, Eddie? How about that, Eddie Stanley, on that one?
How about the bank? Here's Lee with the basketball. McGinnis showing pressure to Lee. Loose ball. She'll pick it back up. Over to Haney. Brissendine with a three off the mark. A fight for the basketball, rebound roll.
That's going to be our ball right
there.
It's going
to be our ball. Back court.
Good deal. And because the ball, where it went out, we'll get the ball down there into the basket, Jacob.
So 14 seconds to go, first period. Here's the inbound to Kelly.
Oh, no.
But she didn't touch it. Now there's going to be a fight for the basketball, a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Lady Lions. Just a mental mistake there.
Yeah.
So Haney with the basketball, you'll probably think for the last shot here.
That was a really good pass by the girl, I'll tell you what.
She'll put it up, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. So 13-11 in a very physical first quarter. The Lady Wolves lead the Lady Lions. We'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The start of the second quarter, Fayetteville with the basketball, leading 13-11 over Victory Christian. There's Brissendine with the steal, and she'll try to take it all the way over to Lee. Here's Haney. And she'll get two.
Okay, Haney's a player.
And that'll
she
tie
really
things
good.
Up.
There we go. There's a layup.
Oh. Short. And Haney will bring it up the floor. Over to Lee. Rebound, Anna Kate. And she'll give it to Stanley. And Stanley will bring it across the timeline. Here's the pass to Anna Kate. Over to Stanley. Here's Anna Kate for three. It's too hard. Rebound. Roll.
Just a little too much on that one. Good look on it.
And she'll give it to Lee, who will bring it up the floor. McGinnis showing pressure on her. Here's Roll. Off the mark. Brissendine with the rebound. Over to Lee. Haney, three. Automatic, coach.
Yeah, she's pretty good. We got to get a hand in Haney's face. We got to stop that ball on the block down there. We got to stop her getting that ball on the block.
As the ball was knocked out of bounds, it'll stay with the Lady Wolves as Lena Batesel and Kennedy Morris checks in for McGinnis and Stanley.
So Lena Batesel's really been doing a great job for us. I like seeing her making a move.
Here's Anna Kate over to Kelly, who's going to try to drive it in. And Brianna Rowe will knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Wolves. Here's the inbound to Anna Kate over to Kelly. Tries to drive it in, loses the basketball, and it'll go to the Lady Lions.
We need Kelly taking some shots from the outside. She's been hesitant on that outside shot. I'd like to see her put it up. She's got a good... nice shot from the outside.
So Haney with the basketball. Over to Rowell. Misses the easy layup. Over to Morris. Back to Anna Kate.
That was a good rebound.
Over to Batesel. Over to Kelly. She'll try to drive it in again. Off the mark. Rebound Lee.
Cut her off.
And there is a foul, and she'll go. Oh, no, it's a travel.
Well, we're going to hear a little rebuttal coming from behind us on that one.
So, Fayetteville basketball, 5:20 to go, first half. Fayetteville trying to get the ball around quickly to break this press. Here's Batesel with the ball now. Back to Anna Kate. Over to Morris.
Out of that corner.
You know, Jacob, we're doing a good job of breaking the press on this end, but when we get down there, we got to do something with the ball.
Yeah, they're showing more pressure underneath, and, you know, that's our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Rowell with the ball over to Haney once again for three.
Good timeout by Coach Barnett here. We got to stop Haney.
Well, from your coaching eyes, Coach, what do we need to do when we get on across the timeline to break that press? Because once we break it, their defense is getting down there quick.
I'd like to get the ball inside a little bit more, look inside. If not, get that pass inside and get a quick pass outside and shoot the three. Because we've got a couple of girls can really do it. Mars can do it, and Anna Kate Blair can do it, and we need to. And I like to see Kelly put some more from the outside. You get the outside shot going, it's going to open up things on the inside.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's what Coach Barnett's drawing up on the. It used to be a chalkboard. So here's Morris off the inbound. Back to Batesel. Over to Blair.
That's good. That's
foul.
Yeah, I mean, they're fouling right there. Coming after the ball, fouling our point guard. I'm glad they finally called that.
As Manus will check back in for Katie Brasher.
Good job, Katie Brasher. She's really a presence on rebounding now.
Here's the pass to Kelly. Over to Kelly.
So they're looking inside for it. They got it in there. We just mishandled it.
As Haney with the basketball to Lee. And she is fouled.
Right.
And will go to the line for two.
Kelly's just trying to stop that easy two right there and got a little bit of that hand. It's almost a clean block.
As Lee sinks the first, and Briley Payton will check in for Kennedy Morris. I believe that foul was on Charlotte Kelly. As she misses the second. And that'll be on Brissendine, that foul. .405 to go, 20-13. Victory Christian now leads.
Let's see if Riley Payton put up a shot when she gets it. She's coming a good little shooter for us, too.
Oh, yeah, she can get wide open. Here's Manus.
Their ball is down low with a foul. Good.
She is fouled by Rowe, and that's her third, Coach.
That's awesome. That's really what we need right there.
Foul trouble.
They're getting Rowe out right now. And they're getting Rowe out, Jacob, with somebody not half her size, so we ought to start getting a rebounding edge now.
Yeah. Manus misses the first. Yeah, that was Roe. So Roe will take a seat. Now, let me see if I can get the number who just checked in for her. As Manus misses the second. Ball knocked out by Roe. And that's number 54, Maddie Feimster, that has checked in. As Katie Bullard now checks in. And that's another young one, Coach, that's going to make a difference for many years to come. Anna Kate, quick three, and it's good off the bank.
Great time for it.
So here's Brissendine to answer back with a three. It's off the mark. Rebound Lee. Over to Roll.
Jacob, Kelly Bullard's another right there you can look to get on the ground for a ball. She'll dive after anything.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hard player. Foul right there on Anna Kate Blair.
No, it was Kennedy.
Oh, it's Kennedy? Okay.
As Rowell misses the first. And misses the second. Rebound, Lady Lions. Here's Bullard. The jump ball, and it'll go to the Lady Wolves. Oh, it's going to go to the Lions. I'm sorry.
Did she step on the line there?
Must have.
Out of bounds? I think so.
Here's the Lady Lions showing that press again, and that'll create a turnover every time. You know, we could just sit here and not say anything and let Al.
I wish they had a microphone on. But he is a very knowledgeable coach, and I learn a lot from him every time.
So that foul. will be charged to Katie Buller. Lions with the basketball, 3 minutes to go, first half. Here's Lee with the basketball. Over to Feenster.
Good,
picked off by
good,
Buller.
Good. And a push, good.
And she is fouled by Addie Lee.
You know, with number two, their point guard, what's her name?
Amelia.
It's almost like we could do a boxing one on her because she is something else. I just watch her. She is all over the place.
And here she is with the basketball.
Got to cut her off.
And she is fouled by Anna Kate. That's her second. But she'll come off the floor. And Addie Stanley will check in.
But Anna Kate needs a little bit of a rest anyway. She's been running it hard. You need to watch this inbounds here. Watch them getting into 11 here if we're not careful.
Here's Lee with the basketball, tries to put up a hard fall. Two. And a double dribble. And that Fayetteville student section was throwing the tees up.
They're Kelly. All over. There's a good drive right there. By, oh!
Good drive off the
mark. A little short of the layup.
Rebound Lee, and she has fouled.
I couldn't tell who did that. I know
that's not right. That'd be on Manus. As Roll will get a much-needed break for the Lady Lions. Peyton Hackney will check in.
And I think they're going to be shooting. That's the bonus. Correct?
Yeah, that's the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get your basketball opinion on this. Do you miss the 1-1?
I miss the 1-1 because I'm old school, Jacob. I miss the 1-1. I really do.
As Lee sinks the first. When did they do it? Was it last year they did away with it?
Yeah, it was the last year, the year before last. I think it was last year. But can't remember really.
And Lee sinks them both.
Good foul shooting team. I see that now. They really are.
Stanley picked off by Lee. Three off the mark. And a whistle.
Yeah, that pick right there looked like a safety. The quarterback didn't read it coming across the field, and then she just picked that thing right off deep.
And that foul will be on Hackney. And we'll go to the line for two.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
It does. You might not like it, but as long as it works both ways. You know, they still do the 1-1 in college.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I miss it. It's just a lot of things shouldn't change in this world.
McGinnis misses the first. This is where games can be won and lost, too.
Right, man.
Misses the second. Rebound Lady Lions.
And our opponent's doing a good job on the line tonight. I'd like to see what they really are tonight.
As Lee with the basketball over to Brizendine. Picked off by Addie Stanley.
Come on, Addie. Just keep on with it. I'll follow you.
And she loses it. No, it's going to come fall off of a Lady Lion, they say. Katie Brasher will check in for Briley Payton. Here's Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
Bounced off of Kelly into the arms of Addie, but Addie was out of bounds. So it'll be Lady Lions basketball, 1:50 to go, second quarter, 22-16. Victory Christian leads.
I thought one carried that ball. She did that time.
Yes.
That was two in a row.
I wonder if Al influenced that call.
I believe maybe so.
So here's Lady Wolves with the basketball. Katie
that was
Brasher.
A foul right there on Katie Brasher.
And but she will go to
another
the line
foul.
For two. That'll be Brizendine, her second.
I actually thought she got fouled twice that time down court.
This is the first. As Brizendine will check out, and Maria Perry will check in. And Brasher sinks the second.
Brasher's always going a second shot.
So here's Haney with the basketball. Over to Lee. Lee for three. In and out.
You know, once they win the game right here, where every point is very important.
As it was knocked out of bounds, and it'll go to the Lady Wolves. .122 to go. First half.
Are you even with her ready?
Here's Kelly. Running jumper. Off the mark. Rebound Haney. And she'll try to take it all the way, and she's fouled.
Oh.
By McGinnis.
Oh. Well, nothing easy tonight, Jacob.
No.
No easy.
So Henley gets charged with a tech and a personal foul.
Yes.
And the tech came after the foul was committed.
Well, I didn't see all that, Jacob.
That was two fouls on Henley in that one possession. How many does she have?
Two. So Haney will go to the line for Victory Christian.
Yeah.
Sinks the first. But she'll get four shots here.
You know, Jacob.
Sinks the second.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know, but Haney is the type of player. She can really handle that ball.
Yeah.
She'll make a play at the next level because there may be somebody that wants to sign her because she really is a very good basketball player.
So here's the fourth shot. And that'll take the lead to nine.
Yeah, that's a big play for Victor Christian Lions right there. And they get the ball.
They will retain possession due to the technical foul. It'll be Haney with the basketball once again. Over to Lee. Here's three. In and out. Fight for the basketball. And it's a jump ball. And it'll go to the Lady Wolves.
All right.
As Anna Kate will check in for Kennedy Maness.
We need to cut this lead down a little before the half here, Jacob.
Get some kind of momentum. Here's Kelly.
That's a good pass.
There
good
we
shot.
Go.
Good job.
Good ball movement.
Nice. Let's get that ball down low like we wanted to a while ago.
Here's Lee with the basketball.
That's a good job. We got to go on that Lee. We got to stay on her. She's a good outside presence.
So 30 seconds to go. First half, 26-19. Lady Lions lead. Here's Lee with the basketball.
Oh, that was almost. There we go.
Picked off by Anna Kate. Because it was stolen by Haney, but it was out of bounds.
And I just had to believe that was a foul by Haney on that one. Yeah. You would think, but.
And here's Haney. 5 seconds to go. She was fouled by Stanley. Haney misses the first shot. And gets the second.
Well, surprised to me she missed the first one.
Here's the inbound to Anna Kate.
Ball up.
Half court shot. Oh, my goodness.
She almost had that.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been big.
That made my heart sink, Coach.
Absolutely. Very close. They cut that lead down by two.
So it's now halftime, 27-19. Victory Christian leads the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. We'll step aside for a few minutes and come back and get ready to start the second half. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. And right now, save $50 off any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical repair. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville High School. And I got the man sitting beside me. And I'm going to tell you, Coach, I'm gonna die on this hill one day. We need to name this gym so we can have something professional to call it.
Absolutely. I hear you. I'm going to talk to Mr. Pence about that. I told you the other day of the last game, I'm going to talk to Mr. Pence about that. We might get something on the agenda here for long.
As we're about 2 minutes and 20 seconds before the start of the second half, that whole second quarter, Coach, was dominated by the Lady Lions. You know, we started the quarter with a lead, and everything just broke loose from there. And it was an onslaught of threes from Haney, some insides and from their forwards. And that press, Coach, is the big story right now. That press is killing us.
Well, it's their press is killing us, but their ability to hit the free throw. They've hit all their free throws. Maybe they might have missed two, but they've really been hitting those things really well. And we've missed a few from the line, but it's an eight-point lead for the Lions. But Jacob will get the rebounds and hound their pressure. We'll be on the Coach Barnett's end here, and he can talk to his girls on the offensive end a little bit better here.
And, you know, getting four shots off of one foul really didn't help. And, you know, I know the game has been physical, but you got to let your cool head prevail. You know, and don't get these silly technical fouls. And other than that, I think Haney missed one free throw right there before the half. Other than that, they're automatic from there, automatic from three. And we need to find an answer for that if we're wanting to come out on top.
Absolutely, I agree with that 100%. We've got to have an answer to Haney. I tell you, I think she's a next-level player. She really is a very good ball player, and she can go. She can really do it to it.
As we're inside of a minute now, and, you know, last week we talked about the change of scenery, too. You know, they're probably ready to see another goal, you know, as they swap sides of the court. And we seem to do better, and you'll see the same thing in the boys' game. We seem to be better in the second half.
Right, right. Well, it's backs against the wall here. They got an eight-point lead. Home team needs to come out with some aggression here, get rebounds, handle their press, because we know they're going to press, and see what we can do this half.
So we'll find out what kind of answers were made in the locker room as we are about ready to inbound this thing to start the second half. There's the horn, and it'll be Lady Lion basketball to start. So here's the inbound to Haney, and we are underway with the second half. Lee with the basketball. Back to Haney. Long two, off the mark. Rare air ball from Haney. Over to Brissendine, back to Haney from the free throw line, off the mark. Roll. Should have been charged with the over the back.
Came out there with that rebound. Good deal.
But we did come away with the rebound, and it's over to Stanley. Here's three. Count it.
Good deal. Awesome. That's the way to start the second half, Jacob.
So 27-22 the lead now. Here's the answer from Lee off the mark. Fight for the basketball. Roll has it. Over to Brissendine. Over to Lee. Long two. Off the mark. Back to Haney. Brissendine, short three. Over to Roll. Rebound Brasher. That's what we need to do right there, Coach, is control the boards.
Well, we got to block out a little better to do that. We got that rebound. That's a good deal.
Here's Stanley from the free throw line. Give her two.
Ed is all over this half. Good stuff, Ed is Stanley.
And hopefully that momentum meter is.
Threw it away. Good deal.
That momentum meter, Coach, that's shifting right. This away.
That's exactly right. That big M, it's hard to dispute that.
So Lady Wolves basketball.
Oh,
Brissendine loses the basketball, but it was knocked out by Anna Kate. And Coach, our friend Coach Matt Griffith has entered the building.
I had to go over and say hey to him in a little bit.
So here's Lee with the basketball, puts it off, rebound. Charlotte. And she'll take it all the way. Here's Haney with the basketball. Just about lost it. Inside the roll, and she'll get two.
Work to the middle.
Here's Anna Kate. From beyond. Give it to her.
Good deal. Good deal, Anna Kate.
And that'll cut the lead to. Here's Lee with the basketball.
Cut her off. Cut her off.
Fight for the basketball, or it'll stay with the Lady Lions. Here's Lee.
Good rebound.
Off the mark. Rebound, Katie
Don't
Bresch.
Throw it away. Take care of it. Here we go. There we go. Here's offense set up here.
And a Kate over to Charlotte. Back to Stanley. Back to Blair. Kelly over to Morris. Moving the ball around back to Kelly, and she'll try to drive it. And here's Haney over to Lee. This off the mark.
Good rebound, Kelly. Good rebound. Get the ball out. Oh, no.
It'll stay with the Lady Wolves.
I think we're fortunate on that one.
She walked. So a missed opportunity there.
That's frustrating right there. That's part of it, I know.
So here's
Stay on her.
Lee with the basketball. Long three.
Wall.
Off
good
the mark. Rebound.
Rebound,
Katie.
Let's go with it. Let's go.
Back to Charlotte.
Set up a play. Set up a play. Here we go. Set it up. Don't throw it away.
Over to Morris. She has fouled. That'll be Addie Lee. Over to Kelly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she really drove that in.
Yes.
How many is that on 11?
That is going to be her first, actually.
Are you kidding me?
It's her first.
Let's get the ball in. Here we go.
Here's the inbound to Kelly. And she is fouled.
Is it by Haney?
By Haney. That'll be her second.
We've got to be careful with these inbounds, Jacob. There she is. Get it out.
Inbound to McGinnis. Almost lost a handle on it. Over to Stanley.
Okay, now ball's out top. Here we go.
Over to Blair. Tried to drive it in, but it was knocked out of bounds by Haney. It'll stay with the Lady Wolves. Here's Anna Kate for three. Off the mark.
Just short.
Rebound to Anna Kate.
Oh!
Off the mark again. Here's Anna Kate. So a three-second violation will go to the Lady Wolves, or Lady Lions.
But you know, that thing should go over. Every time we make a shot, that starts over.
Yes. Lee in and out.
Good rebound. Here we go. Come on, girls.
And Anna Kate will bring it up the floor. Stanley with the basketball sets the offense up. Here's Anna Kate. She'll
good
put it in
job,
for two.
Good job.
And that'll tie this thing up, Coach.
Good break to the basket. Tie ball game. Cut her off right here. How much time is it, Jacob? Oh, they got it. I was thinking that was 10 seconds.
That was almost 10 seconds, if it wasn't. Borderline. The victory will call a 30-second timeout. So we're playing better ball this third quarter than we were the second. And I'd like to give us the advantage this quarter.
Absolutely. I mean, we really played a lot better ball game, and we brought that big halftime lead back. It's 29-0. Now it's our every man's ball game here.
And like I said,
Mars is doing good from getting hit in the face.
Oh, yeah, glad to see her back out here.
I think she's okay. That was a tough shot she took.
Hey, girls, we're still in 22. The ball. Come on, get back.
So Lady Lion basketball, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Tied up at 29. Here's the inbound to Haney.
Oh, that was a double dribble there. They missed it.
Hurry up.
Picked off by Charlotte.
Pick off.
And she is fouled.
I tell you what, they are really just tearing Charlotte up.
And that's three on Addie Lee. Here's the inbound to Kelly.
Oh,
okay. Missed two. Lady Lion basketball.
She really hit the floor a couple times really hard. She's so tough.
Hey, Hedley, you're.
Here's Brizendine. Gives it inside to Roll. Off the
good
mark.
Good block.
Rebound fast.
Falls out.
So Charlotte will set the offense up, and she'll give it off to Anna Kate. Over to Brasher.
Oh.
Inside, picked off Lee.
I saw the look she saw, just a little short pass.
Over to Brizendine for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Roll.
Hey, Rhea.
And Coach Barnett wants a full timeout on this one, so we'll step aside with him, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville as Haney along two off the mark. Rebound Fayetteville, a fight for the basketball. It'll go to Stanley. She'll give it back to Blair. Over to McGinnis. Inside to Stanley. Here's Brasher along two off the mark. Rebound Blair in and out. And it's going to be over the back on Katie. That'll be her second.
Kayla's working real hard for that rebound there. It was just in and out on Anna Kate's shot.
Here's the inbound to Lee. Brizendine with a three off the mark. Rebound. Roll. And she'll lose the ball and she'll say it off of Fayetteville. Here's Haney with the ball. Three off the mark by Rowe. Here's Brizendine for three. Bounces all over the rim. Nothing going. Rebound Fayetteville.
Good rebound.
As Kelly brings it up the floor.
Just kind of lost the handle on that one. And then we got a foul.
That's going to go on Charlotte. That'll be her second. As Manus and Batesel will check in. Here's Lee for three. Off the mark.
Get there!
And there's Rowe. Off the mark. Rebound Fayetteville.
Very timely miss for Fayetteville there. Unexpected. She usually hits those.
Here's Batesel for three. Off the mark. Rebound Lee. Inside to Rowe.
That was an offensive foul right there that didn't call, Jacob.
And that will be the end of the third quarter. And Coach, Victory didn't score a point.
They didn't. Absolutely. That was a really great defensive quarter for the Wolves. And I think they got away with them right there at the end there. I felt that was an offensive foul on them.
So it'll be Lady Wolves basketball on the other side of the break to start the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Start of the fourth quarter here in the gym at Fayetteville High School is the Lady Wolves and the Lady Lions are tied at 29. Three off the mark by Anna Kate. It'll be a rebound. Brizendine.
Good open look there.
Picked off by Kelly. And the only play she had was to knock it off of Lee.
Good play by Kelly there. Good play by Charlotte. Good hustle.
There's the inbound to Anna Kate. Inside to Manus, give her two.
Good job, Anna Kate. Good shot right there.
Anna Kate with a reach in.
You're fine.
Anna Kate said, I didn't mean to, Coach.
And that'll be three on her. Here's Brizendine with the ball. Off the mark.
Another push.
Rebound Lee.
Without going called.
And she'll get two.
Not going to stop her too often, Jacob.
No.
No, those open shots.
And that's their first point since the first half. Over to McGinnis. Over to Manus. Oh. got away with the walk there, Coach.
Yes, sir. I said that. Well, they were just making up for what I said was the offensive foul for them a while ago. Going to get that ball in. Let's get it in. There we go.
So here's Kelly with
get
the
in there, ball.
Oh, off the mark. Rebound McGinnis. Okay. She is fouled and will go to the line for two.
Good tough play inside by the Wolves there.
And that'll be on roll. That's her second. Misses the first. She's got that high arc on her free throw.
Oh, look.
Short. Rebound. Lions. Haney with the basketball.
She's so fast, Jacob. Haney is really a fast.
Here's Lee for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Lions. And Haney was fouled and will go to the line for two.
I'm just wondering if Haney also is on the track team.
She has to be, because that one was Kennedy Manus for her third. She'll sink the first. Misses a second. Rebound. Fable.
There we go.
That'll be on Haney. That foul was on Haney.
On Haney.
That's three on Haney, Coach.
That's three on Haney.
So McGinnis puts it up, and she'll get two.
That was a lot of hard work right there by McGinnis to get that shot up.
And a Fayetteville lead. Lee with the basketball. Being pressured by Blair. Over to Brizendine. Knocked out of bounds by McGinnis.
Well, Haney, Haney wasn't going to let their big number 11 get that ball down low that time. Good play by her.
Here's Lee with the ball. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with the Lions. So inside of 6 minutes, 33-32, Fayetteville leads. Here's Haney.
Good rebound right there.
Off the mark. And the jump ball, it will go to the Lions.
They just call that jump ball so easy now, so much more than they used to, eh?
Here's the inbound to Lee.
Oh, Jacob, we gotta can't give him that inside position. Turnover.
Here's Lee again.
Another turnover.
Brizendine for two. Kelly off the mark. Gets her own rebound. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Wolves.
That last time down court, Jacob, we just had a couple of bad turnovers there that really hurt us.
Here's the inbound to Blair. Back to Stanley. For three. Off the mark. It'll go to the Lady Lions. Here's Haney.
Cut her off. Cut off, Haney.
For three. Off the mark. Rebound, Lee. She'll get two. We need a good three ball, Coach.
We do. It's this time. I was thinking the same thing, Jacob.
That's not going to help.
That's not what we needed to do.
So here's Lee. Off
good
the mark,
rebound. Come on,
that's
a good possession here.
So that foul was on Roe, and that's her fourth now. Here's Blair with the basketball. Over to McGinnis. Long two. Oh. Off the mark. Rebound, Brizendine. Over to Lee. Long two. Off the mark. Rebound, Blair.
Now 4 minutes left here, Jacob. We need to start scoring some points here on these possessions.
Down five now. Over to Kelly, tries to find space. And that's her fifth, and it's going to be a tech anyway. So the foul was called on Charlotte Kelly for her third, but then a technical foul was called on Brianna Rowe, and that'll foul her out.
I missed what happened on that. I saw the foul by Charlotte.
That's Anna Kate.
And we got a good roll. Got a good roll in there. 4-point lead for the visitors now.
And Anna Kate gets the second. But I think because of a foul, the Lions will get this ball.
Is it 33? Or there we go, 30.
35, 38. That's so what we're I down thought, to three. 30.
So down to three. And because of the how far are we away from the bonus, Jacob? Do you know?
I think they have zero fouls to give. So the next foul will be
okay.
Two shots.
I think they're discussing whose position this is. Okay, Pelt retains possession here. Take care of the basketball, girls. There we go.
Here's Blair.
Oh, it's a good shot, though. It's a good shot.
Loose ball. Stanley. Over to Blair. Off of Haney, and it'll stay with the
Lady Wolves. Good job, good job, good job. Jacob, how many fouls does Haney have?
Haney has three right now. This is where we need that shot to bring the house down.
That's right. Ball's in.
It's a Blair. Here it is.
Three. Oh.
Off the mark. Rebound.
Little off.
Over to Brizendine for three. Off the mark. Rebound Rowe. Roll. She'll put it up and she's fouled. Oh. It'll go to the line for two.
Sometimes you just want to hold your breath.
And that foul will be on Henley McGinnis for her third. Misses the first.
We need to get this rebound here, Jacob. Get this thing down court and tie this thing up.
And you got two inside that can really rebound the basketball.
Absolutely. Cut off the shear there. We got
it.
Good rebound. Let's carry it down the court. Here we go.
Here's Blair with the ball over to McGinnis. She'll go up for two off the mark.
Just,
rebound
just off.
Haney. She'll give it off to Lee.
It's a good shot. Good look.
Long two off the mark. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. It'll go to the Lions. So 3 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. 38-35. Lady Lions lead. Here's
get on, get ahead of her face.
Off the mark.
Pushing on them. Who was that on?
Blue 11. That'll be on Rowell.
That's her second or third?
That's her third. But we'll go to the line for two. Should.
Okay. Well, that's what you said a while ago that you thought would be in the bonus after one more. There it is right there. We're in the bonus, so that's great.
So Stanley will be at the line. Sinks the first.
Good job. Good job.
That'll cut the lead down to two. And sinks the second. And it's a one-point game.
Sadie's having a nice game tonight, Jacob.
So Haney with the basketball now with a one-point lead. Just about lost it over to Brezendine for three. Off the mark. Rebound roll. And that's her fourth.
That's her fourth. That's right. Got her for pushing.
And here's our opportunity. As Blair has the basketball, over to McGinnis, over to Morris. Three ball, knocked away. Morris with the rebound. Picked off by Lee. Loses it.
I thought she walked with it then.
Over to Brezendine. Inside.
Rebound.
Knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Wolves basketball. So Stanley with the basketball, trying to break that press. Over to Blair. Back to Stanley.
Get in there, ball.
Off the mark.
I thought it was in.
So Haney with the basketball now. Over to Lee. She'll put up two. She's
oh, it's a three-point play.
And one.
And one here. That was that's tough right there.
And I'll be on Kennedy Morris for her first foul as Charlotte Kelly will check back in for Morris. It's a three-point game. And she sinks it, so it's a two-possession game now.
Good free-throw shooting team they are, absolutely.
McGinnis with the basketball. She's fouled and will go to the line for two. That was on Brezendine for her third.
So they got a lot of kids in foul trouble
right now.
They got two and three, I believe.
And as Rowe fouled out earlier.
They have three players with three, I see.
And then Rowell has four.
Right.
Off the mark on the first.
Every point important here, Jacob.
Short on the second. Rebound Rowell. Lee with the basketball. Loose ball. She was fouled by Anna Kate.
How many team fouls do we have?
Like seven. And now Anna Kate has four.
That's only two team fouls, right? I thought she said two. My bad.
Y'all have like seven.
Four. She'll sink the first.
Jacob with a five-point lead, and Haney shooting another one. Loud to be a six-point lead here.
Missed it. Rebound, Kelly. And a charge.
My question to you is this. Who does Fetler foul on their team? Because they're a really good free throw shooting team.
That's a great question.
Because it's going to come down to fouling here in just a second. We got a five-point game with 1:23 left. We need a quick steal here, Jacob.
So roll. Get it to Brizendine.
Oh, we almost got that turnover.
There's a hack off of Brashman.
Well, if I had to foul somebody, that's who I would foul.
That'll be her third.
It's 32.
And that is Peyton Hackney. This is the first.
Jacob's got to be a rebound on this shot here and a quick three. Or get it down low and get that 2 point.
There's the miss.
Here's the rebound.
McGinnis.
Out with the ball. Just drive it on, Healy.
Off the mark. Rebound Lee.
That's tough. We had the look we wanted. We just didn't get the shot to fall.
Lee for three. And a timeout called by Victory Christian.
Well, she missed that three right there. That's.
And it'll be a full timeout. So we'll take a full timeout with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
42-37, Victory Christian leads the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. 52 seconds to go in this one. In regulation, I should say.
We had a flawless play in these last 52 seconds.
And kicked
there's
off
one of those right there.
By McGinnis. She'll go up for two, and it's good.
A good one.
And Coach Barnett calls a timeout.
After he wore this one, I need to know exactly what I got playing.
So a 30-second called by Coach Barnett. And
hey,
it was a smart timeout there. So 42-39. Okay. This is going to be exciting, Coach.
It's a very exciting time. I mean, that was a great job by Haley McGinnis to get that stealing that layup in there. 39-42 here. And, hey, we just need another turnover right here, Jacob.
And, a big three. And I told you, we're still looking for that bringing the house down shot.
I'm not looking for them to come down shooting the ball. I'm looking for them to hold the ball. And they're in the bonus they're going to want to get. They're good shooters to the line anyway. So they're waiting on a foul right now. We just need to get a steal.
So here's the inbound.
It's almost Lee. Had it.
And she'll try to drive it all the way. She'll back out of it.
They're not looking to shoot, Jacob. They're not looking to shoot. Ball's on her foot.
Ball.
That's the backcourt. Let her touch it. Are you kidding me? Whose foot is that hit?
Haney. To Roble. And she is fouled.
Oh, no.
And one.
No. I guess they're saying that ball came off our foot, right?
Yeah. That foul will be on Kenny Brasher. That'll be her fourth with 23 seconds to go.
Wow, that really could have gone either way there, Jagger. It was so close.
Misses the and one opportunity. Rebound fail to McGinnis. Tries to get through the Lions' pressure.
And Coach Barnett got the timeout.
He beat it. He beat it because they were ready to call that jump ball.
Right.
It'll be a full timeout. We'll leave it here. And, man, I'm telling you, Coach.
Jacob, we don't need a three. It'd be nice, but we just need to get the ball in the basket here. Get a ball in the basket and then come back. Try to get a steal.
So the timeouts, I know Coach Barnett has one more left.
And we don't get a steal, we got to get a quick foul.
The arrow's pointing our way. So even without the timeout, it would have been our ball.
Right, right.
But that just saves it in case, you know, the next 12 seconds something happens. So out of the timeout. The student section getting a little anxious too. Here's the inbound to Stanley.
Get ball
Here's
up,
player
ball
for
up.
Three.
Oh.
Off the mark. Rebound.
So close.
Roll.
Jacob.
Lee and with
we gotta
the basketball.
Get, we gotta get a
four
with
seconds.
It. It's just it's
two
times
one,
up.
And
times
that
up.
It.
That's it. Well, hard fought game by both teams. That was anybody's ball game, Jacob.
Yeah, just some opportunities didn't go our way, and you know that's part of the game. In any sport,
that's
really.
Right. They got three or four more rebounds than we did, a couple more shots in the basket, and that's about the difference in the ball game.
Well, Coach, I do appreciate you joining me for this one. You're always welcome on the Fayetteville Sports Network.
Well, I appreciate that. You do a great job. It's an honor to be here, and I see Blake has gotten here, so my relief is here, and you're in a lot better shape now.
So for now, I'm going to step aside. I'm going to go off air for a few minutes, let this senior night festivities take place. We'll come back at the start of the boys' warm-up. So 44-39, Victory Christian beats the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.